Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Christina Aguilera.
She's the one who screwed up the national anthem at the football game?
Yes, and she was just arrested for being drunk, so she's in the news. She's a 5-1 generator on the left angle cross of education and the quarter of mutation, fourth color, left fixed, single definition, electromagnetic 1949, a conscious 3254, with the 32 also unconscious, and that's then with an electromagnetic 5734 and a conscious 214.
Yep, driven to be sensitive to the beat. I
Mm-hmm.
mean, her own direction. And also, it's, very survival, materialistic, tribal, ambitious.
She said, "You can take it or leave it, but I'm not going to change, not for anyone."
You know what? She's going to change. I looking at her design and knowing that, oh, she just got arrested for being totally drunk. She wasn't driving and she was very nice. But after the Super Bowl screw up, where, she got the recognition. I mean, she has this first gate, third line, a profound need for self-expression and, a great voice and open throat. But I'm looking at the design of someone who's very ambitious and going to make it, and is not going to. She has selectivity in her 54th gate, sixth line, her associations and things like that. This 43rd gate, fifth line progression, but it's about dropping relationships that hinder progress. She is going to totally change her friends, the guy who was driving the car, and everything else, because this is a wake-up call for this girl.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I gather many of her friends have been telling her she really needs to go into rehab, that she has a drinking problem, and so we'll see if that really does it. As a child, she was known as the little girl with the big voice, right?
Right.
And she tried out and at 14 was on the Mickey Mouse Club, and the nickname for her was the Diva. I mean, she's definitely
Right.
a prima donna.
She has it,
And
yes.
I think, this ends up really being the question, and I think she really is going through a difficult part of her life. She's divorced, she has a baby. This was her boyfriend that she was in the car with. But I think she's really trying to, establish a direction at this point in her life, and it's obviously, in many ways, just a bit lost,
I'm telling
obviously.
you, it used to be her boyfriend. I'm just making a prediction here, because we have a person who's very ambitious, who wants to get ahead, who's very pragmatic, 12th gate, fifth line. So this is a person that wants to get ahead, that's willing to sacrifice. I mean, she has the 19th gate, fifth line. The need to limit personal potential in order to achieve a larger goal. So she's not going to, I mean, this is, as I said, in my estimation of looking at her design, a wake-up call for her. Now she has a defined solar plex, so, hope to pain and just moody and, but it's so territorial about, wow, wait a minute, I've just, fouled my own nest here. And I'm ambitious and I want to get ahead, and she's very conscious. I mean, that 5432 is conscious, and the 142. And, this left angle cross of education, now she's a 5-1, so she could be a little paranoid about the whole thing. But it's about, hey, this is hindering my expression of myself here. And this is, to me, a wake-up call for her, and to get into the proper timing. I find it interesting that she has the fourth gate, first line, pleasure, up there in her ajna, open ajna, and it's about timing, and it was bad timing, and how you learn is through, oh, that's bad timing, and I need to get a grip on this.
Well, her parents were divorced when she was 7. I gather her father was very physically and emotionally abusive, and that she's ruled out any chance of reunion with him, and she has nothing really to do with him at all. And this is obviously, as someone that's as tribal as she is, I think one of the difficulties in her life, something that she's had to like really work with, and probably in many ways. I mean, she's now been married, divorced. Obviously, this with this boyfriend isn't so good. You know, these sort of issues with the male, right? Here she's got that 18th gate, right? This thing about, I think, you know, the father figure, right? I mean, she's got the 18-5 in therapy, you know, and this need to really, you know, deal with obviously some issues, and that's where I think we would see, you know, I
Oh
mean.
yeah, no, if you look and see where Saturn is, you know, the 18-6 Buddhahood being spoiled, and then the 646 to the prima donna. So what's going to bite her is where that Saturn is, you know, her being a prima donna and being spoiled. And, you know, just a prediction I have, and this is for the future, that she's going to get a grip. She has, you know, she has a nice chart. I mean, that 25th gate first line being selfless. And the 11th gate fifth line, that's her personality sun, you know, the philanthropist, the nurturing of the disenfranchised.
And you know, she really is. She, you know, in 2009, she became the global spokesperson for World Hunger Relief. I mean, she's
She's
definitely, you know, doing philanthropy, trying to do good, you know, really finding her way. I mean, in some ways, it's like she's 30 years old. I mean, it's like, you know, she's really young. I think she's probably also that with Lady Gaga coming on the scene. She's really having to, I think, establish, you know, or reestablish
or
who she
distinguish
is, distinguish
herself.
herself and who she is, and really, you know, she was just in that movie Burlesque with Cher, right, which didn't do all of that well. And really, the criticism, you know, that I read about it was they should have really focused it more on her, that she really can sing. She really, she has an incredible voice. I guess she's, you know, has four octaves, and you know that she's talented in that way. I mean, she's got the two, the genius, right, the natural. And she says, "I like to be edgy. I like to be different. I'm a bit of a rebel." And so I think, you know, she's sowing her oats here. You know, finding out the boundaries really
Oh,
for
this at the end
herself,
of this
right?
Saturnian process, you know, I think, as I said, is a wake-up call. That 49, you know, the gate of revolution, the 49th gate and principles. But she also has the 32nd gate twice, fourth line about maintaining your principles, and the 32nd gate first line, which is conservative, you know. So I'm just looking at the design of someone that's like, oh, I think that screw up at the Super Bowl where she got the
Well,
national anthem wrong
right, and
was a
she,
mind blower for
well,
her.
you know, and what she wrote, you know, her
Did
apology for that
you?
was that she got overcome by the moment, that she was so passionate. I mean, she, 'cause she sang this song any number of times, right, and has sang it right. So, you know, really, it isn't like she doesn't know the word, but that she, words, but that she was so overcome by the magnitude of this, and you know, she really got into it that she lost herself, and so she apologized, but she said, "I hope that people really saw my passion and, you know, my patriotism, and that they know that instead of the fact that, you know, I
Right, probably half the people who are watching the Super Bowl think she was
don't
born in Puerto Rico
know."
instead of New York, you know. You know, look at these damn foreigners, don't even know our national anthem, and she's probably more.
Those are the older people that don't really know who
Well,
she
who's
is,
watching
the average.
football, let's
But,
say? But I think the
okay.
audience of how many billion people watching the Super Bowl and you screw up the national anthem, talk about let's just get drunk and forget it is what happened. But, you know, once again, I think this is a person who learns from her mistakes.
But you can also see in her chart with the emotions are unconscious. That 49 is unconscious. I mean, I can see how, you know, she, and especially because she is younger, right? Here's her biggest opportunity ever that she gets lost in, you know, doesn't even realize how she's feeling and how, you know, she's like really
Caught up in the
caught
moment,
up in the moment. And you know, probably, you know, we could say the same thing about, you know, getting so drunk with her boyfriend. It's like, you know, caught up in the moment here, and that there's consequences to that.
Yes, and I think she's going, I mean, this cross of education, it's about her educating herself and learning. but I think also from her design of someone who's going to share that, 5-1, universalize it, call to, and really I see a person that's actually been caught up and is going to transcend this. She's in the court of mutation. So it's about, oh, what did I do yesterday? I have to mutate and change that and make progress, move forward
And
with my life.
she's a fifth liner, so there's enormous amount of projection on her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, clearly, that's happening all the time for her.
Oh, yeah,
So, I
six fifth
mean,
lines,
we wish
yeah.
her luck, and it'll be interesting to see. We'll see if what you say is true, okay? If
Yes,
you're
it'll be
really right,
fun.
it'll be
Come
fun.
on, let's all join in and follow Christine Aguilera.
Okay.
And Teresa, I think we should say good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.